Right now, we've got a couple of guests here on Robin Hood Radio that are going to be joining us about a pretty interesting event, which is coming up at the Tremaine Art Gallery at Hotchkiss School. It is an event that unfolds over several days and several weeks, as a matter of fact. And that is a show at the Tremaine Gallery called Forest, Field, and Water, A History of the Hotchkiss Landscape, which opened on September 8th and runs for quite a while. But we've got a special opening coming up this weekend where you can meet and greet folks at that. And we'll introduce right now, first of all, the curator of the show, Joan Baldwin. Joan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Well, happy to be here.
Okay. And joining us also will be someone who's going to be hosting a bird walk on the property, Renee Wendell. Renee, thanks for joining us today.
No problem, sir.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about this display at the Tremaine Art Gallery, and we'll start off with you, Joan, because you're the curator. The landscape of Hotchkiss right now is simply amazing and beautiful. But what you will show through pictures and other things that you're doing is the history of that landscape.
Yeah, we the inspiration for this exhibit was actually a show that the archivist, Rosemary Davis, and I saw at the Williams College Museum of Art on their campus. And we drove back to Lakeville thinking, you know, we could do something like that. Wouldn't that be interesting? That was almost 2 years ago. We put together a group of faculty and staff, and we met over the course of the last 18 months and talked about what this might look like and what were the important things to consider, and gathered objects. There are about 50 things in the show altogether, including some spectacular new photographs by Thomas Blagden, who lives locally but is a nationally known landscape photographer. And there are a number of objects on loan. The Litchfield County Historical Society loaned, Sharon Historical Society loaned, Salisbury Historical Society loaned. But it's really a way, you know, we think of us in that landscape now, going to school or going to work or just driving by the campus. And yet, if you talk to someone like Ed Kirby, the geologist from Sharon, he's thinking in terms of millions of years, not in terms of last week.
Wait,
he thinks in terms of rocks crashing together.
Yeah, so. That's interesting that you mentioned that, because I remember as a kid talking with Ed Kirby and him pointing out huge boulders and things in the landscape, saying glacial rubble.
Yeah.
Looking at the properties that we all live and go to every day in a totally different way. But also what's interesting about what you're presenting here is you're really basically going from the time of the glaciers till now about a huge piece of, which is Lakeville proper.
Yes. We start, as we both mentioned, with rocks and geology, and we move through Native Americans and talk a little bit about the lake. We had some great information that came from a professor and student at Wesleyan who were working on the lake and gave us a core sample of the lake, which is in the show, and brought it all the way up to today. I mean, when you think about the fact that the family, whose name I'm currently forgetting, who sold the property to Mariah Hotchkiss, reserve the right to continue farming until sort of the school had opened. We just forget what this area was like.
It's pretty amazing. Now, by the way, folks, there is a special opening reception for the show, which is being held this Saturday, September 15th, from 4 until 6 p.m. Now, to accompany the exhibit, then this is also very interesting because, especially in this area where people do like to get out, there's going to be a bird walk with you, Renee, which is coming up on September 23rd at 9 a.m. Let's talk a little bit about that bird walk.
Yeah, well, I'm really happy to be doing it for Hotchkiss. they have some interesting grounds down there, especially as it abuts Lakeville Lake down there. September for birds, you know, anything can happen in September for birds. That's what birders say. It's migration, so I expect to see, we might see some nice warblers coming down from up and around Canada in the boreal regions, you know, some nice migratory, maybe northern parulas or Tennessee warblers, you know, anything like that. And then maybe by the lake, you know, Lakeville Lake is absolutely gorgeous. Maybe some bald eagles or some migratory ducks, maybe some coot or something like that would be fantastic to see.
You know, as someone who has golfed at Hotchkiss for many years, just golfing over the course of the spring into summer into fall, it's amazing the variety of wildlife and birds that you see, just as someone who doesn't know anything about it and just golfing.
It's an amazing patchwork of natural areas and then areas that are impacted by people. It's a lot of edge habitat, which birds like, you know, so you got a lot of trees and insects and, you know, Connecticut's just beautiful, period, even without that beautiful campus. So
now, how do people?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
How do people sign up for this bird walk?
They call the arts office, Sarah Locke, and which is, do you want me to give you the number?
Yeah,
it's 860-435-3663. That's the Tremaine Gallery number, and there's no cost for this. It's free, but it would be nice to know whether we're expecting,
that's right,
you know, 50 or 3 people. So
I'll go either way.
Yeah, we know Renee will cope, but we'd just like to know how many.
We are speaking with Joan Baldwin and Renee Wendell. Once again, it's a Hotchkiss school putting on at the Tremaine Gallery and more, which we'll talk about in a second, a forest field and water, a history of the Hotchkiss landscape, which is opened already, but you have a meet and greet reception, which is coming up this Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. Now, on top of the bird walk, taking a look at the notes that you sent me, there's also going to be a poetry reading, and that is going to go on Tuesday, October 2nd. And also, you'll give one time a brief talk on the exhibition, right?
I will, and that date has changed. I think it's tentatively now scheduled for the 4th of October, but people should watch the gallery website to make sure that they have the right evening. But yes, Susan Consolving's creative writing class is going to come into the gallery and do about a half-hour reading of poems. Potentially, there may be some that the students have written, although it's kind of early in the year, but they will read one poems about the land, any land, that they really like.
Well, what I love about this is just about anything that happens at Hotchkiss involves students in one way or another, and it all adds up to the educational experience, but it also adds up to the public getting to know the students who attend Hotchkiss and the students who are actively involved when they're at Hotchkiss in our area. And I think that's one of the important things that Hotchkiss School accomplishes.
Well, thanks.
So once again, this all has started, but once again, you can go this Saturday from 4 to 6, an opening reception. But the exhibit now will be at the Tremaine Gallery. And what are the hours that people can see the exhibit at the Tremaine Gallery?
The gallery hours have changed, so it's now, I believe, Tuesday through Sunday from 10 to 4. Sundays, it's 12 to 4. And the exhibit will be up until through the 21st of October.
Joan and Renee, thank you for taking a few minutes and joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you this weekend.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
That is this weekend at the Hotchkiss School and continuing at the Tremaine Gallery. More information at hotchkiss.org. That is hotchkiss.org.